Welcome to the Friendly Geordies podcast, recorded live from Karachi, not the city, the restaurant.
That's right. And you just got a free plug out of this, didn't you? Because as I'm sure nobody who listens to this podcast frequently would know, this is your restaurant, isn't it, Ali?
Yes, it is indeed.
And you just served me a cola that you no longer serve anyone due to severe lack of sales.
It's
called Karma Cola.
Yeah, it's supposed to be healthier Coca-Cola, but from what I gather, no one wants healthy shit here.
No. But, and I really don't understand why, seeing as you so aptly pointed out that it tastes exactly like what you'd imagine a tonic that was invented in the 1800s to cure homosexuality would have tasted like.
It's
an old recipe.
Yeah, while I was tasting it, I just had Dustin Hoffman's face in my head from that movie Perfume, where he pretends to be a French man and he makes a potion for Jean-Baptiste Grenouille. And the movie is actually quite interesting. The ending was very anticlimactic. It's a man who is about to be executed for crimes against the state, but then he manages, from the skills he learned from Dustin Hoffman, manages to create the most amazing perfume that sprays it just before he's about to be hanged, everyone says, "That's the best perfume ever. You can go home now." I was like, "Hey, that's..."
It's just a long fragrance ad.
No, it's not even. It's exactly... So when I would have to do compositions for school...
Yeah.
If you notice all of my compositions, they start off really nice with a nice backstory and you go into it and... Anyone that reads it goes like, "Oh, this is an amazing story." And then it always ends horribly. And that's only because about 45 minutes into my exam, I realized, "Oh, shit, I have only 15 minutes and I'm still working on the characters right now." Then I just go, "Oh,
it's a classic problem."
And then he woke up and it was all a dream.
Yeah. And they did the version of that. Slightly less lazy, though, because he... I mean, like, it was all a dream is like the classic trope. I do like how it's like simultaneously seems like it's like more half-assed than that and like has more effort than the dream one at the same time.
What a story.
That smells really good.
Well, that's one.
Man, why did they call it that? Whoa, that smells really good, the movie.
Oh, holy shit, I just realized...
I suppose because it would have been a Nickelodeon film. It would have been a Thornberry's meets Rugrats crossover.
Yeah, it would have been exactly that. But I feel... I'm sorry, Ben. I know now I realize what you were waiting for when we started the podcast.
Yeah.
I was supposed to play this. Sorry, we'll get onto it now.
Yes, you will. Well, the point of that didn't work exactly how I envisioned it. And that's all right, seeing as, I mean, it came out of one of those cheap Apple phone rip-offs, the Oppo.
Hey, all right. It cost me 250 hard-earned dollars, okay?
Damn. As much as a PC laptop costs these days. How sad is that? Just everything from China. It is the $250 shop.
Yeah, it is. In fact, like, now I get everything from China. Yesterday, I wanted to get one of those, you know, that thing that... So, basically, my mom was getting rid of her a TV, and I was like, "Don't get rid of it, I'll take it." So, I took it to my house, but then I realized, like, what am I going to do with the TV? And then my brother suggested, "Why don't you get one of those Google Chromecast things? You can just play whatever you're playing on your phone on the TV." I was like, "Yeah. But I bet I can find something cheaper like that in China." And I did. It was $20 less, and it will take 45 days to get here. But good bargain. Okay, fall from the grace.
What a miracle world.
What is this about?
This is about... I was on a morning stroll this morning. It always happens in Bondi at 8 a.m. in the morning. I don't know why all these magical things occur there. It's the gateway to Narnia. That Bondi Pavilion is that. That's where I met Malcolm Turnbull. And by met, I mean I slightly bumped into him and he freaked out and I got even more scared. So that I've said the story before on the channel, but where he just reduced to nothing but this 1800s fop going, "Bah!" when I touched him. But mine was even more pathetic. I just turned into a human rat and went... like hid behind bins.
Yeah, like the scum you are when you touch aristocracy. Dude, okay, Jordan.
It was low.
You just to speculate, I don't know anything about your Croat ancestors, but I highly doubt they were the aristocrats.
Well, Unfortunately, they were, so.
What? Wait, were they like hit and miss love's ancestors up the ass with like hunters and shit?
I don't know about up the ass. Maybe.
They weren't.
Yeah, I mean, they're really into salami. The thing that... I don't know what happened. But we really pleased the Pope for some reason. And so he gave us control of like a series of islands along the Dalmatian coast. And we still have the castle in our family name, which my mum got rid of. And, you know, like I've got a million mummy issues, and that's right at the top of the list of that.
What? Your mum got rid of a castle?
Yeah, and then instantly after getting rid of it, just went, "I changed my mind." You dumb bitch. Destroyed 1,000 years of heritage, blah, blah. Yeah, you can have it.
Hello, Jordan's mum. I would have taken your name, but I know you don't like it. I still like you. Because, dude, she's listening. I'm sure she's listening.
Don't care. Really don't care. That is stupid. Does anyone out there think that is remotely forgivable to give away a family castle? It's not even yours.
Yeah, it's your family.
It's your family.
And as your only son, it's mine.
Yeah, it was. It was mine. And then she got angry at me for being, "You should have talked me out of it."
What? No, how much did she sell it for?
You should have been dumb.
How much?
You don't understand. She gave it away.
No. What do you mean she gave it away? To what, a homeless dude who now has a castle?
No, like the people of that island said, "Please, we want it. This is an heirloom. We want to have this castle. Give it to the Croatian people." And she went, "I don't know any of those people. So touching." And gave it to him.
What was the market price for that? Do you know?
That's probably the reason why they wanted it as well, because they could have redeveloped it.
Yeah, of course.
It. Yeah, exactly.
It's a castle.
So they're going to demolish it as well. Good move, Mum.
Dude, Russell Peters tells a story where he met with the Saudi prince, and whatever he would say, let's say if he said, "I like that watch," the Saudi prince would be like, "There, it's yours. You can have it." And he was like, "What? I like your car. There, you go. It's yours. You can have it." This is how it happens. If you say you like something, we have to give it to you. And then Russell Peters says, "Oh, damn, that's a really nice castle." And he says, "Nice try." That's not happening. Even a Saudi prince does not give away castles.
I know.
What is going on?
Because Mum she was a disabled kids teacher for 30 years. And you know, whoever you hang out with most is who you become. She is just disabled now. That's why.
That's a little depressing. Oh, sorry.
Well, I mean, that's the facts.
That's the facts.
Sometimes life's harsh,
hey, man,
like that, Ali.
But
why are you sad? I should be much more upset about this than you are.
No, I know you should be, but I'm thinking if I ever go to Croatia, I don't have a castle I can stay at. That's my problem. And all you can give me now is a jumping castle. Which are also pretty mad. Hey, can we get a jumping castle?
I think the only answer to that is yes. So
no,
thank you so
I've
much
got the best
Patreon
idea.
Donors. Clearly your money's going to good things.
Yeah, Patreon donors or like Jordan's hard-earned cash. This is my only request of you, famous rich man.
What?
When we eventually live in Bali, we need to have a jumping castle. Not a trampoline, a jumping castle in our backyard.
Yeah, I'm really up for that. I don't like the idea of the air constantly escaping out of it while it's being pumped into it. I think that they get annoying after a while and kind of defeat the purpose of being in paradise because it'd sound like Parramatta Road. But at the same time, who's to say the Parramatta Road isn't paradise?
The Parramatta Road is... Dude, okay, you know, I have been acquainted with Parramatta Road recently.
Why?
Because I've moved around Parramatta Road and now I have to... When people say Sydney traffic sucks, they mean Parramatta Road.
Yeah.
It is torture.
It's LA. It's a microcosm of LA.
It's... Well... this podcast isn't about, but it is torture. I once spent 3 hours through a distance that normally takes 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's unacceptable. And
you can
I
thank Berejiklian for that.
So much so,
if it was under a Labor government, it would have been 2 hours and 57 minutes.
Now I wanted to vote for Liberals when I was there. Like, well, someone needs to spend money on road infrastructure. Fuck the trains. So,
that's the psychology of someone from the West in a nutshell.
Yeah.
This is like, this train will get you to work in 2.5 hours the time that it would take you to drive there.
Yeah,
but I'm not in my car, am I?
Yeah, and also
I'm gonna battle it out.
No one thinks about the fact that you could potentially earn more and then maybe not live out in the West.
No, that's why they live in the West still. If you're still in the West after like three generations, you're dumb.
And this is the other. Also, you know what I said yesterday? I went to my parents' house. So sorry, we've got to. We'll come back to your story of falling from the grace.
Oh, no, I forgot about that.
Let's
talk about your dad.
Yeah, let's talk. Yesterday, I went to visit my parents back in the suburb that I spent at least 5 years in. Mm. Like, I have lived there more than I've lived anywhere else.
Yeah,
and I felt like a total alien. For one, everyone is meaner. They're harsher.
Like, in the West.
In the West.
Then Newtown?
Then I don't live in fucking Newtown, all right? Fuck that shit. I live in Kensington, which is...
Yeah, well, of course they're going to be... Okay.
No!
That is not fair to suggest that people that are like, I don't know, paramedics and nurses aren't going to have a harsher outlook on life than the sons of Honkinese billionaires.
Well, Honkinese billionaire. Well, this is the biggest example. I went to Coles and I bought a few things and I put it in the basket. And this is what I was gonna do after like paying for it. I was putting it. Okay, you know how like sometimes you check out something and you put it onto that weighing machine and it says wait for the attendant to come in. So that happened.
Right.
But normally this doesn't happen. It happened. She was making sure that I wasn't stealing shit. So she's like, ooh. So you got three eggs. Oh yes, three eggs. Okay. And after spending 15 minutes coming there, she's like, okay, you're good now. I was like, okay, fine. And then I'm putting all that shit back in the basket because I don't want to get a plastic bag, so I can put it back in my car and then I'll keep the basket back. I do it all the time, and she's like, you can't take the basket. I was like, no, I'm just gonna put it in my car and I'll bring it back. And she's like, are you going to bring it back? I was like, yes, I'm going to bring it back.
I don't know why you're getting angry at her. First of all, you have a way better life than she does.
What? Like, well, why? Because I work at Woolworths and she works at Coles? Woo, big difference.
You sit on the phone and then get abuse hurled at you. She's on the front line.
Yeah, okay, fine, whatever. But still.
Don't you think that, like, no, the reason why she's counting those eggs is because she probably does get egged.
She gets egged.
Anyway, and every three or four shifts.
Well, that wasn't the end of it. And what? Then I go back to my car.
Yeah.
I keep all of my shit.
Yeah.
I bring the basket back. I'm about to keep it. And she gives me a look of like, get away from me, you scum. Like, I'm keeping the basket back. Anyway, then I go back to my car and I see this older white lady. What seems like she's taking a picture of my car. So as anyone, I'm a little concerned. Like, did I park wrong? Did I park in the disabled zone? I checked and I was like, well, everything seems fine. I don't know why she's taking a photograph. And then I went up to her and I'm like, excuse me, miss. Is there any issue? And this was her response. I'm not even looking at your car. I'm looking at my car. It has a dent. God, Jesus. And goes away. I was like, calm down. I was just asking you.
Dude, I think you're forgetting the main point here, which is that your suburb is like one suburb away from that SBS documentary Struggle Street was filmed.
Yeah, like, well,
it's going to be harsh there. It's going to be a rough place.
Well, the only complaint I have is that it should have been filmed in my suburb because that shit's intense now.
I just don't get...
Dude,
I don't understand
like
how you're... What?
No, you... Why do you like the West so much? I've now experienced both, and I can tell you, the West sucks. Straight up.
Yeah, it sucks in comparison to a place that, like, the richest Asians on Earth send their kids to for university. I'll grant you that. It's slightly worse than that. Not much.
Mm.
But I think that the thing that you're forgetting is that if you grew up in a hipster suburb, really, anything that... If you are able to see, like, patches of grass, that is a huge step up from your childhood. That and also kids that weren't trying to goad each other really early in life into smoking weed in, like, year six. I like living in a place where they were doing crack.
Well, it's... You know, grass is always greener on the other side.
No, that's what I'm saying. In Newtown,
weed.
It's not. There is no grass.
No, there is a lot of grass and everyone's smoking it.
Yeah, that's why. That's why there is no grass here, isn't there?
Well, that brings
because
me
any
to
any piece
my...
of available spot is just put for a hydro den.
Well, that's a good way to move to the topic that I want to talk about. But before we go on that, just please finish your story.
Have to tell you this. I was walking down at 8 a.m. in Bondi. I saw a guy, And keep in mind, if I said to you, Ali, I saw someone selling baklava, what ethnicity would you imagine they are?
Chinese, of course.
Yes, I mean, like, so Lebanese, would I. Lebanese. Second after that.
Yeah, Lebanese.
But they do everything now, don't they? Look, I would imagine that. Some Lebanese gypsy woman, maybe seven teeth if she's lucky. If she's really looked after her teeth, seven. It was a white guy that I knew from Surrey Hills that was selling baklava on the street like he was a medieval gypsy. This is a man who I used to know for a fact did $100,000 commercials on the regular. Like every week going, oh yeah, we're doing one for Jack Daniels and one for Telstra. Should I keep 90% of the profit? Nah, you're right. That's too little for me. 93%. 93% of that $100,000. So $93,000 in my pocket every week as well. I mean, yeah, I'm not struggling, but I could be richer, I guess. He was one of those guys. Basically one of the richest human beings on the planet. I also despise this man because, again, he was just the pinnacle of what everyone in Surrey Hills wants to do, which is soulless ads that are kind of true. You know those ads that you always see, like, some chick in her 30s that you know hipsters would find is hot and no one else does find hot, just sitting there dancing with, like, a Coke in her hand going, yay, just the friends.
I know one of them, and now she's doing NAB commercials.
She's a perfect demo of that. That's exactly what she needs to be in life. Just a slightly wrinkly face that you know if she looked after herself, she wouldn't be that wrinkly at this age. But for some reason, hipsters like that.
Well, so you're saying that...
And so anyway, he was making all of those ads. Now he's selling baklava on the street. How did this happen? I remember that, like, he lost a lot of his business, right? But
when you say he used to make those ads, do you mean like he used to produce them or he used to star in them? Like, was he a model?
No. He used to produce them. He didn't star in really? Them. What model makes $93,000 a week?
I don't know, man. You have
to be like really elite.
Yeah.
And basically the only reason why you're making that much money is because you're also like a call girl to like Russian mafia.
Yeah, that would be mad.
Yeah, that would be a cool life.
I like that image. In fact, someone was telling me how, you know, there's a site to find sugar daddies. Anyways, finish your thing and I'll tell you about this site.
What dimension am I in?
No, but you know,
I just really, like, was I dreaming? It was a dream come true. This guy is on the street doing a job that is designed for gypsies. That's his gig now.
Well, normally that would be a sad story, but you're saying that he was a bit of a cunt when he was at the top, right?
Yeah.
So it's a life lesson. It's like, you know, when you're at the top, you should be nice because you never know what happens when you're at the bottom.
Nah, even if he was nice, he'd still be at the bottom. It's just the story would go from being from glad to sad. That'd be the only difference in that scenario. But all I'm saying is that, you know what? This is one of the best days of my life. It was better than Disneyland.
Oh,
what
man.
A ride.
I kind of feel bad for this guy now.
I don't know why you should. If you met him for 5 seconds, you'd be like, okay, that is, no tears for you.
I hope it's not chasing pussy.
What?
The reason for his fall from grace.
No, because he was one of those guys that's vaguely homosexual, and therefore you know that if he is homosexual, he's not getting any men, and if he is straight, he's not getting any women.
As if...
That's why he was making so much. He just focused all of his time on that.
If you're a gay man, I don't think it would be hard for you to find another gay man to have sex with. Is that a controversial statement?
No, it's not. It's just I do know someone who's like extremely autistic, and for some reason, he just can't find a date.
What?
He's gay. And I was thinking about that the other day. I was talking to my booking manager about it, actually. Isn't that incredible? Can you imagine this? Being a 30-year-old gay virgin. I mean, it's really sad if you're a 30-year-old virgin and you're a heterosexual male. Which is probably about 60% of the podcast. But a gay guy?
Yeah.
Think about how reclusive and strange you would have to be.
It's only because I'm assuming that gay men would have the same sort of sexual drive as any other man.
Yeah, they
and
do.
Because it's
and on top of that, the gay culture is so much more freaky than... Because with the heterosexual culture, you have to keep in mind that 50% of it is women. So you can't be too much of a freak.
Yeah, and I was also explaining this to someone that, and they were disagreeing with me, but I don't think I'm wrong.
What did they say?
I was saying that if you go to a if you go to a gay club, okay. So I was saying if you go to a gay club, okay. If once you walk into like a heterosexual club, you see there's about, if you're lucky, there's 50% women, and then 50% men, and they're all trying to sleep with each other or at least get to know each other. If you're a gay man and you go to a gay club, you can get on with like 100% of the people over there.
Yeah.
And similarly, if you go to a lesbian club, you can get on with 100% women over there. So I was saying that it's easier for gay people to get laid at clubs.
Yeah, but look, I think what you're not taking into factor here is that... Like, statistically, you're right. But also on top of that, culturally, the gay scene is really freaky. There's, like, so much more room for it for, like, things like glory holes and BDSM. These things are much more common in that area,
so
right? Dude, if you can't find... Someone in a society that, just think about it. What is that culture? It's just sex. That's the thing that binds them together. So the whole thing is based on that. Whereas, like, in clubbing, you have to pretend that, like, oh yeah, I'm here to dance as well, just like the girls are.
Dude, are there men like, that like to dance?
I just can't imagine the freaks that are virgin gays. Sorry, keep going. What'd you say?
No, that's it. That was the entire thing. We're gonna move on to so maybe let's, okay, we're gonna play a game. Do you wanna play Chili Roulette now?
Yes.
Okay, so this is a game.
I was not born to do this.
That where I'm gonna ask Jordan a few trivia questions that I think he is interested in. So in his case, it will be psychology questions.
Mm.
And then if he gets the answer wrong, he will have to, because we're at my restaurant, I've made a naan bread. And that naan bread is filled with cheese and the spiciest hot sauce that mankind has ever seen or tasted. It's the same hot sauce from that YouTube show, The Hot Ones, the final one. And I filled it up. So you could either... And that naan bread is divided into 6 pieces. 3 of them are simple cheese breads. And then 3 of them are just fury in flour.
Right. Okay. So this is just that YouTube channel minus any notable celebrities and vision.
Hey, I'm a bit of a celebrity. You're a commoner. I do a successful-esque podcast. True. So, okay.
You're basically that Indian beggar that's in that thing there.
like the photographs 70 years younger. Of the restaurant. These exceptional artwork. All right. So we're going to do that. So I'm gonna ask you a few questions. Okay, and we're back. I had to take a break because I actually had to cook these naan breads. So like I said, there was a bit of a flaw because I realized that while I was putting in the chili sauce, that some of them are red and some of them won't be red. So this is what I've done. 3 of them have a heaps, like a good amount of mega debt. And 3 of them have plain tomato sauce. So just because
I'd rather the ones with mega death.
Dude.
I hate tomato sauce.
I
like barbecue sauce.
I didn't want it to be black. I wanted it to be red. So all of them are kind of red.
Well, mission accomplished, I guess.
But so you go first.
Yuck.
And we go one. So I ask you one, and then you ask me one so that we slowly eliminate them.
All right. Well, I'll ask you ones about international politics. But yes, I'm going to let you in on a little secret, Ali. I did not research for this segment that I did not know was happening.
Well, you didn't know because the thing is we're most likely going to get these wrong because these are difficult ones.
Yep.
So I'm going to ask you the first one, okay?
Oh, and you've just fed me a bunch of questions from something on your phone. So yeah, that's not sus. Right.
It's but I promise I don't know what these are about.
Yep.
So okay.
All so the mine... sites are trustworthy, especially because there's a lot of death source on the line. Yeah.
So the questions that I'm gonna ask Jordan are about psychology, and the questions that he's gonna ask me are about international politics. So here goes. First one: if Jerome's eyes look to the left when asked a direct question, what is he doing?
Lying.
Wrong.
What is he doing?
Recalling facts.
Well, that's just a sort of lie.
Okay.
Facts choose are selective.
What? Choose what? Choose what?
Fuck. Dude. I'm hoping it's tomato sauce. Let's go.
What is it? I can't. I feel
it's
like
it's just doughy.
Then it must be tomato sauce.
Pleasant aftertaste.
Eat more.
Some monsterism.
Eat more of it. Bite from the middle.
I gotta tell you, this Karachi place, I mean, I'm still not crash hot about the immigrants that own it, but I do like their food.
Wait, is this tomato sauce? Because you would have felt it by now.
Yeah, surely. Yeah, it's just good old fashioned. Well, there's nothing interesting here, but for me there is.
I mean...
No, you stop until I finish eating.
Oh, fuck me.
It's
that means,
only polite.
Well, that means that there's three of the hot ones and two of the tomato saucy ones.
All right, here we go.
All right, okay.
Roger Clinton. Brother to Bill Clinton, of course.
I didn't even... Okay.
Well, he's a Clinton. Mm-hmm. He's famous. Had a band... And recorded the CD. Yeah, the very international politics related. Had recorded the CD, Nothing Good Comes Easy. What is the name of his band?
I don't know. Okay, wait, let me make a guess. The Deplorables.
Oh, Ali.
Is that correct?
If only that, like, aptly timed QI question... Bared some kind of points in this, but no, this is not some 4:30 game show on the BBC. You don't get any points for that. Eat one of the pieces. So he's picked up one. It has a generous serving of red on it. This is a very rigged game, I've got to say, Ali.
Oh,
first of all, you...
Oh,
I spun too soon!
Oh!
All right, that's the end of the game. Let's move on. He's crying. Is there anything more satisfying than watching your friends well up in tears? I don't think so. That's what friendship's all about. To sit here and watch them in pain and laugh.
Okay, so the thing is, I know I'm ethnically supposed to stay in Chile, but this is way too much. Oh.
So satisfying. Who said you could sip any Coke? Suppose it is your restaurant. You can do it.
I don't think I can speak, man. You have to take...
I don't think words need to be said at this point. All that everyone across Australia needs to do now is smile and know that justice has been served. And it is red hot. This is great. You deserve this, Ali. This was your idea. Your kit and caboodle, your junk. Okay, so now he's throwing up. It's getting pretty intense now. It's kind of just lost. Well, I mean, it's still hilarious. Nah, don't make that sound into the mic.
Okay.
Dude, Coke is not Listerine.
That was... I thought you were going to get it. Oh, okay. Next one.
I really like that segment.
Who suggested that romantic relationships form because two people are similar in personality and attitudes? No options. I need a name.
If I may use a classic bar trope.
You're right, mate. You seem like you ate something spicy.
What's the answer?
I can't remember what you said.
Well, who suggested...
No, the game's over, Ali.
No!
What do you mean? You lost roulette. I don't think you understand how roulette works.
No, this is my game.
Fuck you. I'm not fucking going through that.
No, this is my game.
No.
Hey, this is not how
this is the end. Why do you want me to suffer?
Because there's
you
not,
felt it.
Because there's no one naan bread. It's three. And three tomato, three mega dead.
What, so you're going to go through that twice? Is that what you want?
Yeah, if I have to. Who suggested that romantic relationships form because two people are similar in personality and attitudes?
I can't even hear what you're saying. Your mouth is too filled with saliva and you're crying too much. It's pathetic, really.
Who? Okay, hold up, hold up. Who suggested that romantic relationships form because two people are similar in personality and attitudes?
It's a good question. I don't know. Freud?
No. Clore and Smeaton Burns. It was a husband and wife. I guess they're...
Yeah,
well, you could have chose easier things, Arlie.
Okay.
No, we're not. No, you don't get to choose which
no,
one.
No, you don't get to choose that one.
Fuck off, I'm
no,
eating
you don't
it.
Get to choose that one. Is that tomato?
It's your turn.
Bite to the middle. Why do you get all the easy ones? I don't think I can stand another one, man.
I think that this is in order. The most jeery sound humankind has ever conceived. And actually, if you're a Patreon member, tell me if there's anything more annoying than this sound.
This is unfair. This is so unfair. My mouth is still on fire.
All right, here we go, Ali. You actually might know this. Who was the winner of Taiwan's first democratic presidential election?
Oh, actually, his name was Nguyen something.
Yeah, that's, Nguyen, that qualifies as an answer.
Nguyen Hoan something. Nguyen Han, Nguyen Hoan.
All right, let's look. No, it wasn't.
What is it?
It was Nguyen Hu To.
That's close enough.
Not close enough. Hey, you don't get away with that.
Jordan, I don't think you understand this. This is...
Well, then, you shouldn't have continued playing. I gave you an opportunity to leave. No, oh, now you're getting to feel it out. This is a rigged game. This is some low ball. I've never seen such a disgraceful display as you are displaying right now. God, I hope that's chili.
My mouth is so already on fire, I can't tell. Hey, chili!
So happy. Oh, you made me such a happy man, Ali.
Okay, one more. If someone
I can't even say it.
If someone is suffering from body dysmorphic disorder, which symptom is probably the most... I can't read this. One second. If someone is suffering from body dysmorphic disorder, which of the following symptoms is probably giving them the most distress? Foot pain, fear of anorexia, fear of body doubles.
Keep going. You do realize we're live on air.
Concern of body.
Stop crying and finish the question.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying really hard right now. Foot pain.
You have no one to blame but yourself.
What's the answer?
This.
You got it wrong. You've got to get one of
no,
these.
No, I'm not getting it wrong. Fuck you. I didn't even... you didn't even answer the question. Give me
what
that.
Is it?
I'm reading this.
Okay, please do.
Where is it? Where is it?
The last one.
I don't want to read the answers.
There's
foot
no...
pain. Fear of anorexia. Fear of body...
Doubles.
Or concern of body image. Oh, concern of body image.
Wrong. It's fear of anorexia.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it is not.
It is.
If someone is suffering from body dysmorphic disorder... All right. Ali, if you're lying to me...
Yeah.
And if you are...
Yeah.
Next podcast, you have to just drink a teaspoon of that. You just have to down a teaspoon of it.
Okay, fine. I'm not lying, though.
You are lying. I can tell you're lying.
I'm not lying.
You're, like, smiling about the
my
fact that I'm about
towards,
to eat it.
My eyes are towards the left.
No,
that
they're not.
I'm,
no, they're not.
Facts.
In fact, you're just, like, staring at me gleefully. Like, really happy.
Have one of these fucking things, man. Yes, you're right, but I want you to try it.
Yes, exactly. That's the end of the game.
Oh, this isn't how I planned it to be. Okay, come on. Just for the audience. They're demanding you to try one of these.
No, they're not.
No,
I'm not going for dude, this is not how this game works. You can't just make up the rules on the fly.
They're
this is Russian roulette.
Dude, I'm telling you. They're saying that they're going to take all away. They're going to take all the Patreon money if you don't do it.
This is the most 10-year-old argument I've ever had, and I've been 10.
Come on, man. Do it for the fans.
It's just for you, Ali. No one wants this to happen except for you.
Oh.
I've never seen you more miserable, and I've never been more happy in my life.
I don't know how I'm going to go on with the rest of the pod.
Truly are the king of kings. Wait, that wasn't the end of the pod?
No, there's still fucking Clive. There's still Clive Palmer.
Well, we've had some laughs, ladies and gentlemen. I guess you're going to have to tune in for the exclusive Patreon member podcast if you want to hear anything remotely substantive this week. Because Ali severely underestimated how hot the world's hottest chili would be.
No, I can keep going. I can keep going. Tell me about... What was the... Okay, let me look. Oh. Okay, so I want to talk about...
This is the best part as well, because you are easily out of Miss Love and I. You're the wussiest when it comes to chili by a mile.
It's good when I keep the Coke in my mouth, but as soon as I swallow it, it gets worse. Okay, a Clive Palmer balls defrosted and throbby. I don't remember why we named it that, but please, I can't speak talking because the hot air is making it worse.
That's why you have to keep talking. That's why
I'm talking. Oh, okay, so
yeah, so you continue on with this topic that I suggested, Ali.
How can I? All I know is that Clive Palmer, man, I don't think. He gets really good billboards,
yep.
And it says "Make Australia Great Again."
Yep, very good.
And
this isn't a year one kid that's doing a book report that hasn't read the book.
And he's got two thumbs that are always sticking up.
I like him because his name sort of sounds like Parmigiana.
And he is kind of cute if you think about it. Not in like
Clive Palmer.
Yeah, not in like I want a bone cute, like in a oh he's a bulldog kind of cute.
I suppose I can agree with that. I've never really thought about it. Every time I've ever seen him, I've just seen, like, Humpty Dumpty. But anyway, the point is...
Man.
And I can't remember what the point is. Yeah, that's right. I'm doing a video on Clive at the moment.
No, you're doing a video on ABC.
Yeah, but that's coming up for the exclusive Patreon membership only podcast.
Okay.
So stay tuned and give money if you want to listen to me shit on the ABC. Have you ever heard that before? I don't think you have. It's not like I've released videos like that for free in the past. So yeah, anyway, Clive Palmer, can you please stop spitting on your own tray?
I think I need to go to the hospital, man.
Really need to just change this podcast to you eating spicy things and getting stung by bees. Just you in pain. Stop crying. All you did was eat the world's hottest food twice in a row.
And you got... Why did you get any of this?
You actually are crying.
You have no idea how hot this is.
Eat shit. You were the one that wanted this stupid game. I told you we should have quit when you had the first bite.
It's the fucking bottle, man. The bottle is difficult to, like, I didn't want to put as much, but, like, it just dropped.
Whatever, Ali. You have fallen prey to how Vegas exists, essentially. You've gone into that economic principle of, like, losing and then trying to regain your losses. And this is what happens. You get a really hot mouth.
But then I think, like, you should try it, man. No. It's good. It's good.
Okay, well, that's the most convincing argument I've ever heard for anything.
It's the thing is, like, chili is good. It makes you... It's like a high. It's like a heroin dose.
That's true. But I also don't do heroin. That might shock you. And so I think we'll just keep talking about Clive Palmer and listening to you cry about it.
So what's the deal with Clive?
So anyway, the deal with Clive is he's trying to get back into politics, and he's got a fairly good chance. When you go up to Townsville and Cairns, because I went up there recently to do a show, man, there's a whole new kind of stupid up there. Far North Queensland, it's beautiful. And I do like the fact that it's the same temperature and climate and environment as Papua New Guinea, but there's not as many scary cunts walking around with bones in their noses that eat people. Not as many. I mean, there's probably like 15% less in Cairns.
Yeah.
And they're just a really, really weird breed. I was talking about you this off air. I'm pretty sure that going troppo, for anyone who doesn't know what that means, is an old Australian term for people who live in far north Queensland and Darwin, which is that when you live in a tropical humid climate, you start to go crazy, man. And the reason is because I think, like how Aboriginals and Asians can't handle alcohol, they've just genetically haven't had it in them as long as we have.
And I can vouch for that. What? I can't handle alcohol nearly as much as... Look, okay,
you can't handle anything, Ali. You can't even handle chili.
I can handle ass.
You can handle really fat ass.
Fuck off. It's not that
fat.
That's
good.
It's sort of a little... It's just a plum. It's the right amount. More cushion for the pushing, you know?
I don't know what you're saying here. What are you good at handling? Are you good at handling anything, or do you just cry about all of it? And even if you're confronted with a huge ass, you're like, it's too big.
Stop kicking a man when he's down. This is...
No.
Just, there's nothing. Kicks. There's nothing honorable about that.
You got to eat another one of those.
No, fuck no. Never in my life am I putting anything of that sort. And I regret that. It just didn't work. I thought, like, at least you would get one.
I know.
And then I get one. I ate two.
Yeah, but you... Learn about sunken cost. That's all I can say.
Okay, all right, fine. Look, okay, here's the thing with Clive Palmer. I've seen him recently, and he kind of scares me because it is working. He convinced me. I'm voting for him now. No, but...
What, with his regional tax rebate?
No, it was just like the like Trump. He is kind of like Trump. Like Trump, he was. Someone was arguing that, hey, Clive, haven't you lost all your money, mate? He was like, nah, in fact, there's a few billion dollars that are just about to come into my bank account. Just letting you know. I don't know. How the fuck does that work? But he literally said something that was very similar to that. It's like, it's, you know how like old businessmen just like, it's just like, when they're looking for a debt, just like, oh, just like Merchant of Venice, where... Whoever the fucking main guy was didn't want to give a pound of flesh because his ship was on the way. Clive was arguing the same thing. That vote for me, I'm not broke. My money's honest. I'm good for it. Yeah.
That should be his billboard. It's slightly more original. At least less people know who Miss Love is than Trump. Make Australia great again. And his sad, lame thumbs up. Can you just accept that you faked your own death so you could get life insurance because you went bankrupt as Big Kev Clive?
Somebody's pissed off about Clive's meme about propaganda starter pack. What was it called? The liberal media starter pack?
Hey, I laughed along with everyone else.
And it was quite ridiculous. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Clive Palmer on his Facebook page. Because at this point, he's just a meme lord. So he puts up this meme where it says...
What a weird career in life. Billionaire mining magnate, politician, meme lord.
Meme lord. And I think Meme Lord is the and you know what? Like, I all of these hipsters are really into Clive Palmer now, including, who's not a hipster, but is also into Clive Palmer, Mislav Belobrazek.
Does he like him?
Man, he follows him. And he...
That's... Mislav does follow a lot of people to laugh at them as well. Mislav would have been in the 20s. He would be bankrupt right now. He would not own his house. He would have sold his house in Lithgow to get more money so he could see more freak shows that are traveling around the countryside.
And eventually had tried really hard to be part of the freak show. What do you think Mislav could do to be part of the freak show?
Well, he can eat really hot chili. You know what he could be? Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Bear Man. And then they unravel the curtains and it's just him asleep with his really hairy fat body. Because basically he hibernates. If you don't wake him up, he will sleep through all of winter.
So
I think that's his big contribution. Like that, and also the fact that he looks remarkably like an Asian Homer Simpson. He is Mr. Sparkler.
Yeah, okay, I see that. And he's got Homer's hair, which is the lack of.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we've got to call him from now on. His name from now on, and I know that there's got to be a lot of people that pull out of Patreon because of this, but who cares, I'm taking the hit. We've got to call him from now on Ching Chong Homer.
Hey, the Friendly Jimmy's podcast is all about diversity. We're not forgetting our Asian friends.
All right. At the very least, I'm settling for Mr. Sparkler.
Yeah, okay, fine.
We're calling him that.
Ching Chong is a bit excessive, isn't it?
It's excessive, but I mean, you know.
But it's apt.
I do like my eclairs to have a lot of whipped cream.
Yeah, and also, you can't be racist. You've got an Asian girlfriend.
And I am pretty much Asian myself as well. Like, the only person who has more slanty eyes than me in the world is Miss Love.
Yeah, and also, anyone listening to this, if you want to be really good mates with Jordan, you've got to do one thing. First of all, be Asian.
Be Asian.
Second of all...
that's the end of the list, Ali. Moving on.
Unlearn English.
Yes.
Because if you're Asian...
And learn it in really broken ESL language.
Because I'm not kidding. In fact, he's about to hang out with this girl who I met once. We went on camping, me, Jordan... the Dome King and her, where the Dome King made a pass on her.
While naked, sitting under a waterfall. And it was at that point that I realized that my best childhood friend is a demon.
Why did he get naked? His weirdly red penis.
He is a demon. Who has a red penis?
But anyways.
Him and dogs.
A demon. And so the girl that I'm talking about is... Just like she lives in Korea. She comes here because I'm guessing she's bowler.
Oh yeah.
Is she bowler? And she's also a genius. She happens to be a genius. If you can understand what she's saying, it's a lot of sense.
Yeah, she's basically Elon Musk, except for replace his love of electric cars with her love of Pikachu the Pokemon.
Well, there you go. So if you want to be friends with Jordan, you've got to be Asian, and also
just be a really smart billionaire Korean. No other Asian, Korean.
But yeah, and unlearn English and relearn it in a manner that you actually learned it from Google Translate.
And every time you're impressed, make this sound. Oh.
How do you understand her? I'm a fob and I can't understand her. I don't know how you understand her, honestly.
Not all fobs were made equal, Ali.
Not all fobs were made equal.
This is the thing. I think I am an honorary fob. I don't really get Australians, and I really get scared Asians that go to restaurants like this one that are Indian and then get offended at the fact that there's no noodles here and walk out.
Oh shit, I'm getting texts. The texts are saying, let Jordan have another naan bread.
Well, I would believe that, but there's a couple of things that's really pointing out here that I think are wrong with it. First of all, I can see your phone.
I'm getting it on my computer.
Second off, I know that this show doesn't go live. Like, I know that we say that it's live, but that's just because we can't be bothered to edit it. Like, you do realize that I also do this podcast with you, Arthur.
Yes, but I want you to please have at least one. Okay, here's the thing.
Here's my counter offer. Fuck off. And also, I got that last one right. If you want to keep playing, we can, because you do... You are owed a question now, and I just, out of mercy, didn't give it to you.
I don't have any more questions for you, man. I thought we'd have three. Okay, whatever, man. Fine.
Why does God like me so much today?
I don't know.
I found that hipster guy that I really didn't like. He used to be a multimillionaire who's now a Romanian gypsy peasant. My best friend in the world got a really hot mouth.
Okay, well, I'm going to bring some more. So what do you think about this?
I call my other best friend in the world Ching Chong Homer. This is a perfect day.
This is a perfect... Okay, I'm going to bring some substance into it because we're running out of time, and I think we've got 2 minutes to make sure that people don't withdraw all of their money from Patreon. So what do you think about the balkanization of the political landscape of Australia? The fact that Clive Palmer's making a comeback, the fact that Scott Morrison's launching royal commissions to anything that he seems would maybe give him 0.01% approval rating.
And it's working.
Well,
his approval rating is skyrocketing by 3 points.
By 3 points. What's the latest royal commission? So there was the aged care one. Did he just launch another one? I'm pretty sure there'll be a royal commission into like the ABC or something soon.
Yeah. Have you maybe a royal commission into Malcolm Turnbull and where he got his suit from. That's all. Just so people think that he's a little more successful than what he is.
But you know, on a serious note, this is something that like is really annoying me. How reactive has Australian policy become rather than proactive? The fact that we're just like basing everything on approval ratings. As soon as Scott Morrison and the Liberal Party see that their approval ratings are down after the leadership spill, they try to sort of solidify the old base of the Liberal Party by launching a royal commission into aged care. The fact is, dude, honestly speaking, I think that a royal commission into that is not a bad idea. Aged care is in a horrible... Man, I don't know. I read that ABC article. It's pretty shit, man. They're feeding them trash. There's like literally...
Yeah, but that's what old people deserve. So we can harvest their nutrients and live longer ourselves.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. But
see, I don't think that a royal commission into this is the right way to go about it. What there should be is a royal commission into how we are not able to put them in pods and slowly suck their life force out of them. How is that not technology yet?
Yeah, well, I disagree. You know, and that's why I like Bernie Sanders.
That's what a democracy is about. But I'm pretty sure you're in the minority on this one, Arlie.
But remember Bernie Sanders? Bernie Sanders... they say that, like, obviously the youth was for him, but the one consistent policy recommendations that he always said were helping out older people with, like, affordable medicine, better aged care facilities. I think it's important that we think about that. And I don't care if Scott Morrison's doing it. But the only problem is how reactive it is. And he's doing it for all the wrong reasons. It should have been something that, you know, usually you campaign on, then you come into power, and then you do it. Not like, oh shit, we're losing everyone. Who's still kind of for us? Oh, people that are in the 80s and haven't looked at a television in some time still like us. All right, Royal Commission to Aged Care.
Right. I can see why you're skeptical about this, Ali. Nonetheless, I maintain that Scott Morrison is doing it for all the right reasons. And that concludes this podcast. No, all right. But like, yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right about it. Politics is too reactive. Look, I will disagree with you on that, though. I've been having this argument a lot recently with people that go, politics don't think about next 3 years. No, they do not. Politicians think decades in advance. You think 3 years in advance because you're stupid. But what people seem to misunderstand, this is what you see when people talk about politics so much, the narcissism in them. They think that because they're a moron, that politicians must be morons as well.
Yeah, because aren't they us?
Yeah.
Truly representative.
George Carlin, rest in peace. The Tupac of white people. He is, isn't he? He's like this overrated guy. It's exactly the same as Tupac. It was like, and he was taken way too early in life, 87.
Well, for one, he wasn't taken way too early. But secondly, he's a fucking good comedian. Why are you like pissing all over my heroes?
Because I'm sick of his views on politics. They set back a generation.
What do you mean? He's been dead for so long. He isn't saying anything anymore.
It's not. Well, I don't know. His ghost keeps floating around the ether of Facebook. Any dude that has like some annoying Spanish military jacket on, doesn't wash his hair heaps, just always puts under one of my videos one of his things of like, see, the problem with politicians is that they're from the people. We get exactly the politicians we deserve. George Carlin, 97 at the Apollo.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, well, rest in peace, but...
But, man, I don't fucking, know.
Like the, it's always the same movement. Thing. It's just like, it's like the same thing with the band... God, now I've gone blank with them.
Limp Bizkit.
The band Tool.
Tool,
no, yeah. No. Limp Bizkit are gold, and so are their fans. Their fans are the greatest people on earth. I'm sure Bill Shorten likes
it. And what's his name? Fred Durst had sex with Britney Spears.
Is that true?
That is true.
How do you know that?
Because I was recording it. God damn,
he's the Millsy of America.
No, I used to watch heaps of E! Entertainment when I was a kid.
Well, to quote Fred Durst, yeah.
How good is that? And I used to watch this one particular video off Limp Bizkit. I can't remember what music video it was, but I only watched it because you could see some titties for like 2 seconds.
I know what it was. The Nookie. But now that we're talking about Limp Bizkit, Mislav and I have come to the revelation, and I think that you have to get on board with this, Ali. Otherwise, we're going to have to kick you off the pod, even though you do all the work for it. This podcast, I'd rather this podcast grind to a halt than you not accept this reality. Limp Bizkit is the best band of all time. Move over, Beatles.
Limp Bizkit is...
And if you disagree, please do yourself a favor, fellow listeners. And this is the reason that you pay money for the Patreon on this, is so you learn tips like this. Please listen to their most recent album, which was in 2011 and was produced by Lil Wayne.
Because he knows everything about punk rock.
Yes. Remember that phase where he was like, I'm going to come back and do rock. And then he went out and became the only human being in history to do a guitar solo that is worse than Fred Durst. And then signed Fred Durst to his label.
Like, well, if you can't beat him, join him.
No, I just don't get it. And like, also, you just got to see it because, you know, still dressing like how 12-year-olds did in 99. Just wearing SMP with a cap backwards, but he's now 50.
Yeah, it doesn't work anymore,
and like,
does it?
Every second line in his, every second line in his songs, still to this day, is I don't give a fuck. Yeah, you gotta see it. It's so sad at this point. And him in slow motion just looking at an ass shaking and nodding approvingly. And you know she's only doing it because she's getting paid.
But you know what's annoying? He gets paid out for that, rightly so. But how come no one's paying out Mick Jagger for still trying to be like a 30-year-old rocking it at the stage wearing those skinny jeans?
No, because at least he can wiggle his hips around. What is Fred Durst's talent?
I don't think he has hips anymore. I don't think Mick Jagger has hips anymore.
Yeah, he might have one of those replacement things that you see in Futurama when they go to like a robotic strip show and it's just going around on a rotation going... That's possible. But Fred Durst, just two things before we go. You've got to know this. His most recent album is called Golden Cobra. He fought tooth and nail for a year to get it out because... There is a coffee brand that is one of the most famous coffee brands in the world called Golden Cobra. And they were saying, we don't want to be affiliated with you. And he was like, why not, man? It's a song that's just about how good my penis is. That's why he's calling his penis the Golden Cobra. And he was willing to fight in court for his right to say that.
Okay, fine, he's a champ.
He's a champ. He's a champ. He's a champ. Okay. And then the other one, just before we go. Okay, first of all, the lyrics to that song, you just have to listen to that. Golden Cobra. This is the verse to that song. Holding the gold is so gold, it's so golden, y'all. Golden Cobra. Anyway, that, over and over again. But the other thing is, I didn't know this, but their drummer tried to commit suicide. And since then... They're always making references to the fact that he tried to commit suicide in their songs. As if being like, he tried to kill himself, man. How cool is that? And then showing shots of him being like, yeah, that is cool. I didn't do it. But it's still hardcore, right? Pretty
Well, it is hardcore. And on that somber note, and the other
give
thing
us
is,
money.
Give us money. And also the other thing is, from next episode, Jordan, where, because I've been getting some really good positive feedback for it. What was that game that you suggested where, that we need to play with our audience?
Age of Empires?
Yes. And I've got a heap of suggestions of what our team would be. A lot of people are saying the Koreans, the Mongols.
No, I get why. Is this some kind of sick joke, is it? Well, I can't help that I've got yellow fever.
So we're going to do that. And also, maybe next week I'm gonna do some research on like what's the current negotiations of Brexit. Because I think it's about time that we talk about that. And Ollie suggested it. I don't know who Ollie is, but he gives us money. So I think he deserves...
Well, we covered a lot today, didn't we?
Yeah,
mainly
we
it was just
shit.
Ali crying.
This was a very... No, this was the best part.
No, it was. It definitely was. See you
next
week.
See ya.